Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and my wonderful co-host, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Well, how are you doing with this change of time?
You know, I'm not doing too bad.
Oh, really?
No, not too bad at all. I have more problems with which day it's on.
Well,
day am I on?
I have had trouble with what day it is. Now I've got added to it, what time is it?
Yeah, my brother-in-law said, today is Sunday and so was yesterday. And I thought, that's just exactly the way I feel about it. It goes so fast.
Indeed. Yes. Time seems like it's really moving along, doesn't it?
Oh, very rapidly. Yeah, very much so. So that's why it's important to stay in a good, positive place.
Well, I think it's good to stay in a good, positive place all the time. Something that I thought was of great interest, Charlene, to you, because you're working with Healing Energies, but also with our audience, because we have discussed this at different times in the past. We just recently had a conference, a telephone conference with Master Kasumi, and these telephone conferences are so fascinating because the masters, for the most part, work with some aspect of healing usually. Oh, we have a caller here, so we'll stop and take this call and then get into something I wanted to discuss. And your name, caller?
This is Betty.
Well, Miss Betty, how are you doing, darling?
I had an injury to my back. I fell on my back. And
how awful.
Yeah, I've been in bed for about 4 days, and I was wondering if...
Well, let's see if we can get Charlene to take a look at that and see what God can do to fix it. Oh, I'm
okay.
So sorry for you, Betty. I know what back pain feels like. Well, Charlene,
yeah.
This is for you, darling.
Okay. Let's see. Let me look at it and see, okay, what's going on with you.
All right.
You fell on your back.
Yeah, and it knocked the wind out of me, and I couldn't get my breath.
Your feet went...
I was doing a...
He said it knocked the wind out of her.
Yeah, I heard her say that. Did your feet go from under you?
Oh, my feet were already up in the air. I was doing a pull-up, and the bar came loose.
Oh, my goodness.
One he put over a door, and it fell on top of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's go in and straighten that up, okay?
Okay.
All right. First of all, he's saying that he's got to go in and release you from all of your cells are in shock and trauma and panic and fear. So he's got to release all of those feelings first, okay?
Okay.
How far did you fall, Betty?
Well, I had it up over the doorway, and I didn't have it... a good connection there, and about the time I put my weight on it, my feet were up in the air, and I heard it come loose, and next thing I know, I slammed into the floor.
Well, that must have been about 4 feet, wasn't it? Probably was.
I don't know, but all my weight was up in the air when I came down. I didn't think I was ever going to catch my breath. I couldn't get any air to come in.
Oh, my goodness. When did this happen?
Saturday. Yeah, I'm a whole lot better. I couldn't even make it to bed. I mean, I was in pain everywhere.
Oh, you know, the back, that's big time.
Yeah.
Big time pain.
Yeah, it's the third time I think I've hurt my back.
Doing the same thing?
No, I choose different things.
Uh-huh.
I slipped on ice one time, and
now, of course, you were doing this exercise for health reasons, weren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I was intending to do.
Oh, my goodness. That's you know, that's you fall on your back. All kinds of things coming out of that. But I'm sure, well, I like the idea that God's going in and taking out the fear and panic from the cells, you know.
Yeah, because when I couldn't catch my breath, I realized, mm-hmm. you know, it was a natural thing for you to want to breathe.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's taking it out. What I'm watching is he's also taking it out of your lungs there. It's in your lungs and your organs.
Okay, yeah, because my stomach has been, you know, it would go from my back, and then I'd get cramps in my stomach, in my lower abdomen.
Well, that's because you jarred everything. So just a minute while he finishes. He's got to pull it out of all your organs as well, is what he wants you to know.
Okay, great.
Oh, my. I can imagine the pain you've been in.
Yeah, I'm not one to want to stay in bed, but I mm-hmm. didn't have much choice, so.
mm-hmm.
And I've just been really fatigued because the trauma just drained all my energy.
Well, you know, that was one of the first things that that Charlene said was the shock and trauma of, your lungs. You must have, been like the letter C and then fell on your body. You know, the shape of the C for you to get it up in your lungs.
Yeah. And it wasn't just a single bar. It's got like three bars on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty heavy. It smacked me between the eyes. I got two.
Oh, the bar hit you between the eyes.
Yeah.
My
but that doesn't hurt unless it's my back. But I got some good purple-looking makeup on my eyes.
No, that had to hurt.
They're not black. They're purple.
No, the eyes had to hurt also. You were shocked there. It's just that the pain hurt so much in the back, you didn't realize how much your head hurt. Your face.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that the nose, that's around the nose. That's kind of like a very sensitive spot anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, now, are you laying down right now?
No, I'm sitting up right now.
Okay. I want you to sit straight.
Okay.
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 How does the muscles feel there?
Well, I'm sitting straight. I don't feel any pain right now. My lumbar area is a little bit tender, but you know, it's not like I get a muscle spasm or anything. It's just right now. It's just so sore.
You also showed me that you'd hurt your head from up in the top, and then I got back on and heard that you had hurt your head as well. So all of that had to be corrected as well. Just a minute. You're showing me your neck isn't quite. Just a minute. It's quite. It's like, it's interesting when I go to work on somebody's back or their neck or their head. What it does is that the head sits on the spine and it's like an axle. And then when I'm looking at somebody, it's all of a sudden I find my head trying to adjust for him. I don't know why I do that, but every time I do somebody's neck. Okay. Now, I want you to look to the left. Turn your head just a little bit to the left.
Okay.
And then tip it just a little bit. It's not quite hitting on the axle.
What do you mean, tip it, Betty? Charlene, tip. You mean put her chin down a little or put it up?
No, the side of her head. Just go off to the side, just towards your left ear, just a little bit.
Okay, towards my left shoulder?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then, just a minute. Now turn your chin to the right.
Okay.
You really threw it off. Okay, now he's straightening it to the right.
Turn to the right some more.
It's okay, he's just pulling it. Can you feel it moving to the right?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now see if your chin is lined up with, I always like to say with your belly button. Let's see if it's lined up, okay?
Well, I guess so. I'm looking at my belly button.
Okay. Yeah, are you all lined up now?
I reckon.
What do you mean lined up? Do you mean sitting up straight?
Well, no. Her nose, her chin goes right straight down your torso, down to your belly button, and it should all be lined up in a line so
okay.
that you're balanced. It'll show that you got a balance.
Very interesting.
How can she tell this? I'm listening to you, and I'm trying to imagine this.
Well, because she's feeling it.
Oh, you're feeling it. Okay. Do you understand what she's saying, Betty, about feeling it?
I think so.
Well, her higher self certainly knows.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I hear now.
And Charlene, should I continue to bed rest for a while longer, or can I go ahead and do a little more moving around?
Yeah, well, I would, just a minute. I would suggest, he's saying, that you don't lift anything heavy.
Uh-huh.
No pushing or pulling.
Yeah.
Okay, for 3 more days.
3 more days.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Be very, very aware that all of your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, they're all adjusting to this shock, trauma, and panic, and a fear that was created.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
You're not in pain right now, right?
No, I'm not. Well, no. I mean, I've got tenderness in my back. You know, it's still sore, but what you know, it's not like when you inhale and like a knife stabs you in the back. That's what I was mostly experiencing that first 48 hours.
Okay, because what's happening is I'm watching the stem cells readjust back to their original state. Okay.
Okay.
And all of your cells there. Because they've been really traumatized.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you and thank God.
Don't go
thank
yet,
God,
Betty.
Thank God.
Betty, don't go yet, dear.
Don't go yet. I'm not through.
Oh.
Just a minute.
Okay.
I want you to take your right hand and put it under your right breast.
Okay.
Now, go down to the rib, end of the rib cage. How's that feeling?
I don't feel any soreness.
Okay. Just a minute. That's got to be adjusted. Okay, just a minute.
Okay. I'm wondering if this trauma is causing the...
Now, another thing you said, Betty, was originally you said, I keep falling on my back. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to change my...
What he's saying is, when you get off the phone, you were to look at what is it that you do not want to see that is in the past. And then just take whatever that issue is and give it to God. And he'll take it from you, okay?
Okay.
It's usually in the metaphysical. If we're damaging our back, you don't want something, you don't want to see what's happened to you in the past. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to be involved in it, okay? Does
now,
that make sense
is this a past lifetime or is this a present lifetime?
Yeah.
Because
well,
I was sensing this was a past
lifetime.
Yeah, this is a past lifetime. Time pattern.
Well, if I don't know what that is, I just say what, you know, every...
Well, you can just, what we're doing was we're just asking, what I just, we did was just ask God to clear all past lives, all dimensions of time and space,
okay,
and languages that deals with hurting your back. Because
okay,
you didn't just hurt your back, you fell on your back, but you really caused a lot of trauma in those organs there that I was looking at, okay?
Okay.
So he is just going to take it away from you and out of your DNA.
Okay.
Because that's from your ancestors that had the same issue that you're carrying their cellular memory.
I see.
So that's being pulled out as well.
Wonderful.
Let's see if that will make a difference in how you're feeling. So would you call and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
And thank God.
Yes, indeed. Thank God. Blessings to you too, Betty.
Yes, too.
Well, Charlene, this, you know, it's real interesting that Betty called first because I was going into some information that Master Kasumi had brought up on one of our conference calls, and he was talking about past issues and the patterns that are formed. And this was going to be my, shall we say, lead information getting into what we were going to be doing tonight.
Good.
And so these are things that we have touched on in the past, but he brought this up on the conference call. We'll get to that again. We've got someone else calling in. And your name, caller?
Rosemary.
Well, oh, bless you, Rosemary. Now, don't tell me you fell on your back.
No, I was just kind of picking up at this dear, sweet soul.
Little louder, sweetheart. You were picking up what?
I was just picking up that Betty had been carrying this from several lifetimes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it wasn't easy, and she's very brave to let go of it. It's kind of after you learn how to walk with the limp, how do you, what do you do after you don't limp anymore?
Well, I want to, you know, it's interesting that you picked up on that, too, because that was what I was getting also. This was a past life issue, and the way Master Kasumi mentioned it is when something happens that is not cleared, if it is not cleared in that lifetime, and we have three lifetimes when that same issue comes into a person's experience and they do not clear it, then it becomes a pattern. And once it becomes a pattern, then you start attracting into your life that like energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a little bit more difficult when it's a pattern. Then you need someone else, an energy worker of some sort, to help release that. But one of the beautiful things about it, what, in this particular case, with God releasing that, is that Betty didn't have to relive the events and go through that. She could just turn this over to God without reliving those particular events, which I thought was particularly beautiful, because for many of us, if we're not working with somebody like a Sherlene or a Caroline, we actually live through the events today as we release them.
Mm.
So have you had some patterns, Rosemary, that you have been releasing lately? That because I think we're all doing that.
Oh, big time. I mean, it's like, you know, a couple things have come up, and the best I could do was in gratitude is to say, Dear Lord, I am so grateful, Father, Mother, God, that I survived the event. You can leave now.
I made it through, huh?
Absolutely. You know, this is what I'm really getting in touch with, is that don't have to find a reason. Just look at it, acknowledge it, and don't even have to be in this whole metaphysical thing, well, I caused it or whatever. Because that's more of assigning blame to self. It's just looking at it and saying, you know, It's here, and I offer it up to you in grace, that I may serve in joy and be who I am in your sight.
Well, that is beautiful, Rosemary. And, of course, we do know that this is actually stuck energy. It's energy from an event that hasn't been cleared. And so I think that's helpful to people also to think of it in that frame of mind. This is stuck energy. And we're all in the midst of clearing this because we're preparing for ascension, which that in itself is a beautiful thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The modality in our current psychology is we have to relive the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to believe that we have to be humble and have gratitude and ask God just to release it.
Well, part of that is an awareness of the process. And thank you for, you know, calling in and building on this, because perhaps there's people out there listening who are really not aware of this process. And so much of what is happening in our life today is based on a clearing from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not be aware of that. So, you know, you call, first of all, you know, Betty calling in and expressing the situation, and for those listening to hear how, you know, God works through people like Charlene to help clear the pattern, and you're calling in and, you know, expressing the same thing. It's beautiful how all of this is really tying in, because this is what it's about right now.
The synchronicity and the willingness to heal, and also, mm-hmm. also, you know, when we look at the traumatic events that we're picturing out, but we also need to claim the absolutely glorious lifetimes and the skills that we had at that time.
Oh, indeed.
And
now, it's a beautiful thing. I would like to add one thing to this, Rosemary,
mm-hmm.
is that the light workers today in the past many times have been in the midst of great turmoil, because there has been a great deal of turmoil in the past between the light and the dark, and so many of the people who are listening are, I would suspect, are light workers, and so we have been in the midst of a great deal of trauma, and so perhaps we even have more to clear because we have been in the trenches, so to speak, you know, working in the midst of that, the struggles between the light and the dark.
Hmm. Well, I think that's going to be resolved in such a gentle way.
These things are coming up now for us to clear. That's the only point that I'm making. And I say this because sometimes we get a little discouraged. I know the mail that I get and the people that I work with, it seems like there's no end to the clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps some of the people that you work with might be feeling that way also.
And it is that way, yet what I often say is there's no end to the grace. You know, it's like I can do this 1 ounce at a time.
Yes.
Or I can just do it and say, you know, I have this path, and you gave me the will and the wisdom to walk it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever is that stone that's barring my way, in the name of the Christ light, and whatever you term to be holy, it can be rebuked and released. And with Charlene's input, it can be replaced by something positive.
Well, you are what I would call, Rosemary, an aware individual, and you're aware of so many of these events in the life, and you have viewed the grace and the beauty of working in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging source and grateful for your life. And for those who may be have not gotten to the point of this awareness, it can be a very confusing time because so much seems to be coming up. I know I hear messages from people where, you know, their hearts are in such despair right now because they feel like everything is falling apart. And they're a little further, their process that they're moving through might not be to the point where yours is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can offer some hope to those individuals who feel that this is a dark time that they're moving through. And, you know, what you're bringing to the table is that these things can be released. And
mm-hmm.
perhaps what I'm bringing to the table is that these are some just pattern stuck energy that is coming forth. And what Charlene is bringing to the table is the expertise of the energy worker that is working with God, who is sort of like the faster track to remove some of these things. For instance, Betty, this would have taken, I would suspect, a very long time to release
mm-hmm.
this trauma. I mean, I can just envision this fall that she had and what it did to her organs and to herself. And to me, this is so magnificent to think that you can call on the telephone and work with an energy worker to clear this. I mean, look how long the many lifetimes that you've come to the grace where you are right now, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've worked hard at this to get to the point where you are.
Yep. You're talking to somebody that actually walked into a church after a long series of events, waited till everybody was gone, and said, God, I still like you, and even I don't know why.
Well, you have a little glimpse and a glimmer now of why, don't you?
Yes, I do. Thank goodness that past life drama's gone. But there is hope, and the new energies that are coming towards us, just a simple switch into grace and gratitude, as the old parameters by which we defined things come up for review or release.
Is this how you perceive the new energies coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I perceive them, too. How are you seeing the new energies coming in, Charlene?
Well, what I'm finding is that people are accelerating with a rapid pace. In fact, if I'm telling everybody, make very, very, become very, very aware of what you're saying and what you're thinking,
mm-hmm.
because it's accelerating pretty quickly. You know, it seems like when I work with somebody to integrate them for even a goal or to clear something, it's being done pretty rapidly right now because the energy has shifted so much. We are in a higher vibrational frequency.
Yes, I mean, we're getting to the point of almost instant manifestation. That's why I'm practicing a discipline of no thought, just taking time and no thought, where you fill with the love of God and the bliss and the joy and practice not thinking.
Well, that's an interesting thought, Rosemary, but how about the aspect of manifesting? Don't you need thought to manifest?
Yeah, but you also need just total at-one-ment without your mind
mm-hmm.
quantifying things to where you can, you're dealing with the quantification rather than just the absolute bliss of communion with the light mm-hmm. without any quantifying energy, such as thought.
I think what you're saying is, correct me if I'm wrong, to put yourself in a state where there is no anxiety of need or want, a knowingness that you will have everything that you need. But it just seems to me that there has to be some aspect of a thought to manifest your desire. How do you work around that?
Put your thought out there first, and then create with that. Create the communion with your higher self, where there is no monkey mind chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, you know, this or better. Thank you, and I'm going to enjoy the comfort of your presence in my soul and my body and my mind right now.
Okay, so you do begin, though, with, I think what you're saying is you're agreeing in a sense. You do begin with that creative thought, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to turn that over to the higher powers without anxiety. Is that a better...
That's a good way.
Uh-huh.
And it's so healing because there's no, you know, well, I want it, but I want it to have red, and then it's supposed to have the little bow on it, and then, because we get so very thorough with this whole thing. And
it sounds to me like what you're doing is you're manifesting, but you're eliminating the struggle aspect of it.
Yes. Amen. You are... You wrap good words around stuff that I don't even know, but I just know how to do.
See, I think while I sweep the floor. Make sure I'm doing it right.
Okay, so yeah, no anxiety when manifesting, just looking at it and saying, this is better.
Yes.
And when the old war wounds come up, you just look at them and say, okay, you can. I understand the message you had to give me. Thank you. I'll pay attention. Now you can go.
Well, Rosemary,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for your wisdom.
Cool. And by the way, our animals are getting a lot more conscious.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Maybe you could comment on that. Before you take leave, tell us how the animals are becoming more conscious.
Personal thing today. I was just playing and having fun, and I just went around the corner and came out and just absolutely went boo and scared my collie. So about 2 hours later, I'm downstairs doing some work, and she just comes up behind me and just runs a cold nose. She has a sense of fair-mindedness.
Well, you know, the thing that I find fascinating, Rosemary, is that your collie understands English. And if you're in another country, say France, for instance, those collies over there understand French.
Mm-hmm. How did they get bilingual? Because they all think in terms of pictures.
Yes.
You know,
that's because they understand the frequency.
Yes, they do. And they're just delightful. And thank you for taking my call. And I know someone else wants to get on the line. And I hope that Betty gets well. And you do good work, Charlene. You really do. I mean, your service. I mean, God does the work. I know you do that.
God works, but we do cooperate with the force.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. You see, you do good words. Well, I'm going to hang up and let someone else have a chance to have your care and your love. And thank you so much.
Blessings to you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Charlene, why don't you give out your phone number? This would be a good chance in case people want to call you and work with you personally.
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
And for those of you who are listening to our voice and might not be aware of some of the things that I do, I read the information from an individual's Akashic record, and that history comes from the period of time when their soul was brought into spiritual form up to the present. It's fascinating for people to be able to get answers about their past that could help them in the present. And so we have another caller, and your name.
Hello.
Yes.
Delilah.
Hi, Delilah. This is old home week, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, dear.
Okay, I have Josephine on the phone with me.
Okay.
Jo just made an appointment with her doctor to have her knee replaced on the 4th of December. And I'm kind of shocked. I really don't like to see her get another knee. I believe that God gave her this one. It can be healed. She's not quite of that mind. She kind of feels that that's the only way to go is to have the doctor. I thought I'd better talk to you, Joe.
Hello?
Hello?
Speak up a little louder, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Okay. Joe, explain to her what the problem with your knee is.
With your knees?
Her knee, yeah.
Yeah,
Which knee is it, Joe?
His
right knee.
He must be on a cell.
Cartilage
breaking
in the
up.
Knee.
Yeah, it's Lila, can she talk on your phone? We've got four phones open right now, and we're having a little trouble hearing her.
Oh, okay. I'll hang up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes. Joe, can you hear us now?
I can hear you good, but I couldn't hear him.
I can't hear Joe either.
Yeah, and it's very hard to hear. But I've had this knee problem for many, many years, and it's finally the pain is getting so bad I'm going to resort to having a knee replacement.
Okay.
Charlene asked you, which knee was it?
The right knee.
The right knee.
Uh-huh.
Charlene, what can you see, dear, from her right knee?
It looks like the cartilage in the right knee is diminishing. Is that correct?
Well, the x-rays show that there's no cartilage left.
Well, there's some in there. Because there is some, God can go in and make it grow.
Did you hear that, Joe?
Can you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Charlene said because there is some cartilage there that God can go in and make it grow.
Uh-huh.
How long would it take us?
Can you hear that?
How long would that take?
Well, just let him, we'll go in and work on it right now. Okay? And then be very careful with it as it comes into form.
Joe, she's asking permission from you if it's okay for her to work with God and go in and work with building up the cartilage. Is that okay? She has to have your permission first.
I don't know if she's there.
You're giving her permission to go in there and build up the cartilage.
Of course.
Okay.
She said, of course, Charlene.
Okay. Thank you.
You see, Joe, it's one of, you might say, the rules, so to speak. One has to have permission from the individual to be able to work with them. So you can't do something against their will. You know, this is a free will planet. So that's why Charlene was asking you for permission, and you said, of course, and so now what she is doing is you're not hearing her because she's in the quantum field right now working with God with your knee. And when she comes back, she will tell us what God did. So she's acting as the witness to God's work. And so there has to be a witness because we are in this dimension. And Jesus worked the same way. Jesus acted as the witness in this dimension, working with God and healing. So the healer is in this dimension, working with the physical that is in this dimension, and of course God is in another dimension. So that's how this works. It's a fascinating operation. When I say operation, I mean how this whole process evolves. So Charlene is still in the quantum field. She'll be back soon. And so what she was saying is that there was still some cartilage there. What happens is they can get the stem cells to renew that cartridge. So, but she'll explain it to you. But they're working with the body and the cell stem cells. The body is an incredible, magnificent, beautiful point of operation. Are you back, Charlene?
Okay. What he's doing is those stem cells. I think God has commanded them to go back in and to rebuild and to recreate more padding between your kneecap and the ball there. It's kind of like you've got that, I'm looking at the kneecap, you know how you have that bone that goes over that whole joint, and it's down under there, and he's building it, plus inside the joint there. And the stem cells, you have to command the stem cells to go in there and create it as a stem cell fetal memory. Because it has a memory of what it was when it was created in the beginning of time. And as the stem cells, and they're going in there and rebuilding that. Now, the other thing that he did at the time was released any and all past lives associated with the issue you have with your right knee. And all dimensions of time and space and any language that you might have been in another language at the time with one of your past lives. And he cleared that as well.
Now, Joe, what that means is in a past life you might have had an injury to that knee.
Uh-huh.
And so we carry forth those past incidents into the present.
Okay, he's also clearing it with your ancestors. There's a memory associated with one of your ancestors that had a weakness in the right knee that you carried forward in your DNA. So he's clearing that as well.
Charlene, wasn't it more than one ancestor?
Yeah, but there was one main one, it looks like, that's come forward.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they ask for any ancestors that have had the same issue to come forward, because then they are having it done with them as well. And it looks like I'm being told that it's a grandfather.
What?
Is that correct?
Is it a what?
A grandfather had a problem.
That had issues with his right knee.
I don't know of any. My grandfather had a stroke, and he couldn't walk very well.
Couldn't walk very well.
Okay.
He had two grandfathers, though.
Okay, it's pulled out of your DNA now. What happens is the issues that we've had in the past, because we live in a world of vibrational frequency of sound. A lot of the energy that was left here with our ancestors are still here, and so when we go in to clear you, we clear the ancestors as well, so that it doesn't get passed on to any of the future generations. And that's why Carolyn's been talking about so much about the ascension, is because we're clearing not only the individual, but also the ancestors, and taking the vibrational frequency of the negative from off of the earth and replacing it with the God frequency. And that's what Carolyn was been talking about. It's called the ascension. Any questions about that?
What did you say, Charlene?
Question?
Charlene?
Do you have any questions?
Oh, have any questions? Joe, do you have any questions, dear?
I don't think so.
What is he supposed to do?
Twyla is asking what Joe is supposed to do now that this work has begun on her knee, Charlene. Give her a little idea.
Be very careful with what you do with your knee in at least a week.
What was that?
So he can't hear me.
I know. Joe, she said be very careful with what you do with your knee for about a week. In other words, pamper it a little for a week.
Okay.
Okay, tell him the stem cells are like little Pac-Men that are in there rebuilding.
Joe, did you hear her, dear? Joe.
There's little people in there rebuilding.
Like little Pac-Men, yes, working on the stem cells are like little Pac-Men working on the insulation there in your joint.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got to pamper it a little.
Okay.
And then let us know in a week how your knee is doing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That brings up a point, Charlene.
Okay.
And what the point is, I think, is how we are in this dimension and we are working on linear time. We have one event after another. Our ancestors, we think, have gone to the other side, and we think of them in the past. But yet, when we move out of this linear time, there is no time.
No, there isn't.
And so, in essence, there is a continuation of those individuals that we think are deceased and on the other side, and that energy has to be cleared. We have another caller, and your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy Sue.
Hi, Nancy.
How you doing?
Oh, I figured you're calling in for some help.
Yeah.
What do you need help with?
I've been experiencing for the last couple of days chest pains with neck pain. Can you see anything that might be going on?
Well, Nancy, are you there?
Hello?
Nancy?
Hello?
Nancy, are you back?
Yeah, he said there was a glitch, so he had me on hold.
We went out to lunch.
Was it good?
Was it good?
I don't know. They keep asking me if it's good. I think it is. Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy, what do you need help with, dear?
You said you're having pain in your chest.
Yeah, my chest and my neck.
It's in your right chest?
The left side of my chest.
Hmm.
Man, is she carrying some heavy-duty stuff. How did you get up this morning with as much as you're carrying around?
I don't know. It was hard this morning. It was hard. I haven't experienced that kind of chest pain, and it actually had me a little worried.
Yeah, right away, I know what it is. You get a pain in your chest, and you figure you got about a half a day to live, and then you're going to kick off.
Well, I was disagreeing with that part. I said, no, I know it's not time.
There you go. You say, no, I cancel that thought.
Oh, good.
Okay, Charlene, what's going on, honey?
Okay, let's go in and look at you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you're clearing something.
Yeah.
One of many things.
Well, you know, I experienced a lot of different waking ups last night with different dreams, and each time I woke up, I asked for a clearing.
Oh, great.
Because it was really weird.
Hey, you know, that's interesting. Last night, my dreams were probably as weird as yours.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Charlene, are you back, dear?
Huh?
Nah, she's still looking.
Yeah,
she's cleaning out your closet.
I'm still looking at you.
Okay.
She's cleaning out your closet, Nancy.
I hope that's what it is, because I'm really working hard on it.
I know you are. Personally, I'm really sick of cleaning out my closet.
Yeah.
I finally got to the point that I figured I'm not going to die yet.
Well, thank God for us.
Oh, yeah. I think to a certain extent we have that fear issue. You know, you get... Now, if you got a pain in your toe, you're not going to get all excited about that. But once you get a pain in your chest, it's a whole different ballgame. They really know how to get your fears going, don't they?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're not experiencing it now, right?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
Now, seeing a translation to that, Charlene, what that means is she's expecting something to happen tomorrow.
Well, just knock it off.
Yeah, knock
right.
it off.
You just say, stop it. Just a minute. Going in there and clear that out, okay?
Okay.
Because you don't have to go there.
Thank God.
That's right. You don't have to go there. You can just say, I cancel that thought. Don't want to go there, don't need to, I won't go there.
You're picking up on somebody else's energy. Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my husband's in the house, but things are
where?
Going good.
Your husband's where?
He's in the house, not in the same room, but he's in the house.
She doesn't mean this instant.
No.
Oh.
Somebody you know is having poor health problems.
Huh, not anybody that I can think of right now, or at least no one's told me.
At work?
I wasn't at work today. But
doesn't
no one's
have
mentioned
to be today.
Pardon?
Doesn't have to be today.
No.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that's been having any kind of chest pain. But it'd be okay if it's somebody else's. I'll help them clear.
No, you don't. You don't want to do that. You do your own stuff. If you're carrying somebody else's, you're supporting them in a way you shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
You can be helpful and you can care, but you don't want to go in carrying their pain.
Well, yeah, definitely. I don't want to carry their pain.
Okay. And you don't want to carry their issue.
Right.
See, we can have too much empathy for people. What she's saying, Nancy, is we can have so much empathy with a person that we carry things we shouldn't carry.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's good to be helpful, but not carrying someone else's problem.
Right.
Okay, what he's doing is clearing you of being responsible for helping others.
Okay.
Because you're a very nurturing person.
Yes.
Okay, you're carrying somebody's stuff.
Okay.
And so he's pulling it out. Now, what he'll go do is turn around, and we're going to put the 365 color spectrums back in your body because you're depleted of light.
Okay.
Okay, there's 365. And usually he'll have me, and most people will go in and put those color spectrum. Also, the music tonations need to be in the body as well.
Okay.
So he'll
Sweetheart,
put
we have
that
2 minutes,
so
darling.
What that does is also gives your meridians a balance, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see what happens. Because you're carrying somebody, you have been carrying somebody's stuff.
Okay.
Charlene, we have probably 1 minute. Can we do that now, or does she have to call in next week?
Why don't you call next week? But when I get off the phone, I'll have him continue.
Okay,
and
sounds
then you
good,
call
dear.
Next week, okay?
Yeah, okay.
We've got to say goodbye. Call in next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye bye.
God bless you both. Talk to you later, dear. And to all of you on the line. Call in next Wednesday, listen, and then the Sunday show that we do, you can call in for the message. Talk to you later, Charlene.
Okay,
bye,
goodbye, everybody. Send you my love and God's. Bye.